Welcome to our September 4th, yay, mentorship session. First mentorship session of September 2019. I'm excited to be back. It has been about 4 or 5 weeks since I've sat with you all, and so I was really looking forward to this, and it's been an interesting 4 or 5 weeks for a lot of people, including me, and so I trust that you all have been doing your work as well. And I wanted the theme for this month. Last month, the theme was purification. And we brought some focus there. And this month, I'd like to, I've got a glare on my glasses. There's not enough light in here, is there? I'd like the theme this month to be compassion. So I'm going to take you around with me compassionately while we open the curtains and get more light in here so that I have a better, there's not enough light for the camera. I have a degree in photography, by the way. That's how I knew there wasn't enough light. But you all probably knew that, too, even without a degree. So, okay, there we go. I could see the camera bonking up there. So, more light, more light. So I'd like to focus on compassion this month. And when I was sitting with that and realizing that I wanted to bring it into our awareness and into focus for this month, I really started thinking about what does compassion mean, and I decided to literally look up the definition, and that was very interesting to read and then kind of go down that rabbit hole with it. So let me read what the definition from Webster's is of compassion. This is just the first part of the definition. Compassion is an emotion that is a sense of shared suffering, most often combined with a desire to alleviate or reduce the suffering of another, to show special kindness to those who suffer. Compassion essentially arises through empathy and is often characterized through actions, wherein a person acting with compassion will seek to aid those they feel compassionate for. Here's the part where it gets a little wonky. With a desire to alleviate or reduce the suffering of another. That's where I feel that people get a little confused. And that's where I'm starting to wonder about this definition of compassion as it is in Webster's, which is not necessarily what it is. Things evolve. Everything evolves, and our understandings evolve, and even what words mean evolves, and words themselves evolve. And I'm certainly not going to pretend to be the authority on the definition of compassion. I will say that I've spent the last 20 years watching empaths take on other people's stuff, trying to be compassionate. And so it's an interesting thing to sit with, this idea of compassion. And when we read what it literally, what the definition is, we're wanting to reduce the suffering of another, which is lovely. How can we do that while staying in the boat? You know, without jumping out of the boat to end up, you know, in the water with them and then not able to help anybody. That old adage, put your mask on first, like they say in the plane every single time, you all have heard that. And so I've really been excavating this idea of compassion and what this definition means for our culture and our collective. And, for me, compassion in its cleanest, clearest, healthiest form is empowering and supportive, and that idea of a hand up, not a handout kind of thing, not giving in a way that I'm draining myself. And I would venture to guess that 99.9% of the people who work with me, including all of you, are empaths, or are very sensitive, highly attuned beings. So there's automatically going to be that sense of wanting to be in service and wanting to be of support, wanting to be kind, just generally kind to other people. Empathy is something that the people in this mentorship have. Most people who don't have empathy are called narcissists. They're not going to be interested in this work. I mean, sometimes they show up, but they leave pretty quick because narcissists aren't going to take personal responsibility. So as empaths, we also get to take personal responsibility, how we're being compassionate with others. And again, I've been sitting with this and realizing the best way for me to be most compassionate with others is to begin with myself. And I mean that in the deepest sense of the word, in the most excavate all the shadow sense of the word, in the awareness of when I'm not compassionate with myself and how that plays out to others. Because I recognize, for example, I've mentioned these boys who live next door. Maybe one day we'll have them over to visit. They're probably in their 20s, young men. I shouldn't call them boys, young men. And I don't always feel compassionate for their noise at, you know, 2 a.m. or they like to play frisbee golf and they've set up these things around their yard, which is awesome. But at 2 a.m, you know, and the party going on. And so I'm not always very compassionate about that. And so I've been excavating, and that might seem like a silly example, but it's a very day-to-day example, which is what I want this work to be for you, how it comes into your daily life, chop wood, carry water. And so I recognize that when I'm not compassionate with their situation, there's a balance of they don't have very healthy boundaries at 3 a.m. and what's really coming up for me that I'm getting so upset about it. And I've noticed that, not necessarily in this situation, but in other situations when I have not had compassion, sometimes I have fear come up or I have anxiety come up and I don't realize it. And so then the compassion doesn't come out. And that's where I have to be compassionate for myself. And so I'd really like this month to focus on being compassionate for you with yourself in very tangible, practical ways. So before we do a shamanic journey tonight, I'm going to share with you some practical tools that you can work with. One, because I want to give you some third dimensional things to work with. Two, because many of these practices are from a Buddhist perspective, and I want you to see how you can integrate any belief system into what we do. And three, if they don't resonate for you, make your own, create your own practices, but you'll get a sense of what we're doing and you can find your own words. You do not have to do what we're doing here. Now I remember why I pull my hair up, because it's hot. So there's this really great quote by the Dalai Lama, and he says, if you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. I really like that, and I wanted to share that with you as well. So there's another quote, and I actually Googled how different people were doing, because I have my own rituals, but I wanted to find some different things to work with, because I talked to you about activating your energetic grid and working with your guides, and hopefully you all are doing that. But I find that mantras or certain prayers can often bring me into a certain state, especially when I want to meditate instead of shamanic journey. And for example, I remember being in line at Christmas at the post office. So you can imagine what that was like. And I had my mala beads on and I just did a prayer in my head under my breath as I stood there in line. And I had a really relaxed, wonderful, like 50 minutes, almost an hour at the post office while other people were having the possibility of freaking out. But I found that when I just kept doing this mantra, the whole vibe around me shifted. Now, did I help shift their vibe? I'd like to think so, but that's not really the point. My focus was on keeping my vibration calm and harmonious, and then it vibrates out from there. So he offers this morning ritual, and don't worry about, I'm sure you're not writing this down anyway, but I can post this in the group if you'd like to have it just to read. And again, you would probably shift this to be more in a language that you might speak, or you might use this exactly. And again, this is a prayer offered by the Dalai Lama that can be a great morning ritual along with activating your grid. It says, and this is what you say to yourself when you wake up. Today, I am fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. I am not going to waste it. I am going to use all my energies to develop myself, to expand my heart out to others, to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. I'm going to have kind thoughts towards others. I'm not going to get angry or think badly about others. I'm going to benefit others as much as I can. So there's some languaging in there that no longer resonates for me at this point in my life. When I studied Buddhism, I did a lot of work around you accrue merit on behalf of all beings. You accrue merit for your own enlightenment. And I personally came to a place of accruing merit felt not resonant for me, although I appreciate and really adore Buddhist philosophies and still use some of the prayers in my practice. My favorite prayer of that I worked with when I was more involved with Buddhism when I was younger. I studied a lot of religions when I was younger and walked a lot of different paths because I just love all that stuff. There's a prayer called, or a mantra prayer called, the Four Immeasurables. And again, I can post this in the group. And some of you, probably a lot of you, have heard of this. I'm going to read you the more Buddhist-y sounding version first, and then I'll read you the simplified version of it. So it's four sentences. May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May all sentient beings be free of suffering and its causes. May all sentient beings not be separated from sorrowless bliss. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free of bias, attachment, and anger. And there's a simplified version. May all beings have happiness. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings find joy that is free from suffering. May all beings be free from attachment and hatred. And I really like that. And it's a prayer that I did for months. I think I did it every morning, in the morning and in the evening. And I would work with my mala beads. And I found that for me, it helped me focus an intention. Like when you meditate or you focus on a candle or focus on a single point to intention, this was a way to help keep my monkey mind busy because I'm very verbal. And it gave me a prayer, a mantra to state. And I love this, the compassion of may all beings have happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, you know, and to say that every day felt really empowering. So that's something that I'm actually going to be working with this month, because I haven't worked with that prayer in years, and it's one of my favorites as far as the vibe of it. I really resonate with. And there's another practice that I would offer up, and again, these are really simple practices. I feel like it's good to be reminded. A commonalities practice. Find what you have in common with everybody. Find what you have in common with the people you love. Find what you have in common with the people you would very much like to love if you were more compassionate. You know, find what you have in common with the politicians, or, you know, whoever it is, whatever it is that feels like it's stopping you from being in that place of compassion. Find the commonalities. At the root of it all, we're all human beings. We need food, we need water, shelter, love. You know, we want affection and attention. And I'll post these steps too. I like this. I like the commonalities practice, and I found these five steps that you can say to yourself when thinking about someone, and I feel like you could do this with something too, depending. But step one is you say to yourself, just like me, this person is seeking happiness in his or her life. Just like me, this person is trying to avoid suffering in his or her life. Just like me, this person has known sadness, loneliness, and despair. Just like me, this person is seeking to fill his or her needs. Just like me, this person is learning about life. And I really like those. I'm going to share those in the group as well. And I'm going to keep all of these around me this month to remind myself. Because these guys next door, I actually dig them a lot. And just like me, they're learning about life. And I realized when I started focusing on the commonalities of, you know, like the guys next door who party and make a lot of noise out here in the country where all us old people want it quiet, I realized they're learning about life and they're reminding me to have fun. That's how they have fun. It's not really how I have fun anymore. I did that back in the day, and it still is a reminder to have fun, to lighten up, to use earplugs, you know, all the things, all the things. So a morning ritual, even if it's on your way to work, something that you can say to bring you into that space. And also, we talked about this before, I highly encourage you to reconnect with recapitulating your day. And not only finding where could you have been in more compassion for others, but where could you have had more compassion for yourself? You know, where could you have been easier with yourself? It's interesting, I find when, and you know, it's so obvious, and yet my personality is such that I'm kind of like, it's intense, let's do that, you know? And so when I'm compassionate with myself, I actually go and work out more and enjoy it more and want to be there more, as opposed to when I'm pushing. And I thought I needed to push, but I really wanted to have a embodied, felt lived sense of wanting to take care of my body, as an example, wanting to eat healthy, wanting to do the things that feel good for me and step away from the things that don't. And we've talked about that a lot in ceremony and trainings, you know, these little habits that pop in and we keep trying to not go back to them and they keep coming back. And how can we have compassion with ourselves in that situation? So one of the times that I find that I'm most compassionate is when I'm in gratitude. When I'm in gratitude, I'm in a different vibration than non-gratitude, and I find myself much more patient and compassionate with people. So finding your way to gratitude is another way if these other practices don't resonate for you. But a morning practice where you're really setting those intentions of compassion, and I like the idea of saying the same thing every morning so that you don't have to recreate the wheel and think about it. That's what I like about a personal mantra or personal prayer. And then finding the commonalities with people. And I'll post these awesome, just like me, quotes, because I really like those a lot. And then recapitulating at the end of the day. I'm going to leave that there. I was going to get ready to talk about empaths again, but I'm going to let that go for now. Let's have some compassion and just move forward. We could probably do a whole other session just on being an empath. And we probably will at some point, because it's very helpful to a lot of people. So what I'd like to do is, I wanted to pull angel cards for everybody because I remembered them and they're fun. And I want to see what words come up for you in your journey. And then in the shamanic journey, what I've been doing is finding my little girl self, because soul retrieval is the one thing that I find consistently brings me back to being grounded, gratitude. And when certain things just will not let go, the gentle soul retrieval brings me back and starts helping those things unhook. And if in doubt, soul retrieval, that's what I would say. And then once you've done that, you can clear cords and do all the other things. But I like to talk to my little girl self, even if you feel like you've talked to her or him, your little boy self, your little self, even if you feel like you've done it 1,000 times, you do it again, because the lack of compassion wouldn't be there if the little one didn't have things coming up, their own fears, their own anxieties, their, you know, our little self still not feeling seen and received. So working with that little self, I've got all these ideas going through my head, and I'm trying to remember we're not doing an empath class. I really probably need to do one, because now all the downloads are happening. And I can feel people going, yes, yes, empath class. But really connecting with your little self and finding out what he or she is afraid of. And what I've noticed when we do this in ceremony, and we talked about this at tobacco ceremony on Sunday, there are times when your little self might have had absolute terror. But as an adult, you don't realize that. So we're thinking it's just fear. But for a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old or an 8-year-old, it could have been really terrifying. But as an adult, we would not see it that way. It's really important to go back and find out how you were feeling at that age. Because there were the traumas that you're healing and working on, most of you, are scarier than you might have realized. You know, and now that you've been able to grow up and get some space from it, you may not quite remember what your little self remembers. And that's where I feel like the compassion has really come in for me. I thought my little girl self had fear and things that we needed to heal. And of course she does. And I've been doing that for 2 decades. But it took almost 2 decades for me to finally use the word terrified, because I didn't really want to go that deep with it because it's terrifying. So I would encourage you to, you know, you don't have to dig into that by yourself. Either, you know, talk to a therapist or do a session with me or do a session with whoever you do sessions with. If it is too terrifying, work with someone in that space. But in the meantime, you can connect with your little self and honor the fact that they might be more frightened than you realize. And that feels really important to honor that, because as adults, we don't always see what the child is experiencing. So I want to pull angel cards before we journey and go talk to our little selves. Let's see. Judy Brown. Healing, Judy Brown. Healing for your broken toe, I hope. Okay, Ladybug. Ladybug, you get to write your own. It's blank. I never pulled that one. So Savannah Penland. I'm going to say everybody's first and last name, because you all have your first and last names there. Oh, Savannah, you got obedience. So we're just going to, Paula's like, yay, I'm glad it wasn't me. Let me see if I can find some more intense ones. Okay, so Mark, faith, that's for you. Okay, Diana, gratitude, yay. Okay, Miss Laura Thomas, play, yay. Shelley, expectancy, okay. Megan, hi Megan, honesty, okay. Gina Marie, enthusiasm. Okay, Bobby, I'm going to pull one for you. Communication. As your girlfriend sits next to you and tells you that I'm just kidding. I will just let her decide that. I was teasing you, Bobby. She's just right there next to you, like nodding when I picked up communication, so it made me giggle. And so, Jess, you get synthesis. Let's see, Paula Martin. Let's find a good one. Resilience. Yeah, for all those intense ones you always pick up. Hi, Miss Linda Goldie. You got compassion. Compassion in your car. Okay, Jen Wilson. Clarity. That's a good one. That's a good one. And there are no bad cards. They're all good cards. That's kind of an inside joke for some people, but these are all good cards. So, Anne, I don't work with this word, but it's still totally palpable. It's release. And so however that flows for you, it's still a good word. So Sandra, you got delight. Delight. Okay. Rowan Bailey, tenderness. Oh, that's nice. So that's your word for tonight. And Becky, do you want me? Becky said so many feels. So if you want, Becky, I'll pick one for you and then another one, since you got a blank one, then you can decide if you want it. Efficiency. Maybe you should go with the blank card. They're like, hey, you can be efficient and find your own word. Yeah, that's kooky angels, man. Here, I'll pull one for me. Let's see. Grace. Yeah. And that's a good one. I could use that for sure. So with the idea of compassion for your little self, gentle soul retrievals, for those of you who have been working with me long enough to do that for yourself. And if you haven't been doing that much, you can say I and state your full name, and I call myself to myself. I receive myself with compassion. If you have certain energies you like to work with that feel compassionate, Kuan Yin is considered very compassionate. Bodhisattvas, Avalokiteshvara, like there's different beings and deities and goddesses, but I would really love for you to find a space of compassion tonight. Find a nourishing, nurturing spot in your journey tonight. Allow that maybe some stuff will come up that you haven't been very compassionate about. And that's okay too. And I'm going to take you in and get you started. And then I'm going to let you journey on your own. Let me see if that's Becky. Oh, okay. Becky's at work while she's listening, so efficiency was good. I'm glad that you can double duty while you're at the zoo. So just go ahead and get comfortable, find a comfy spot. And Sandra, just if I get quiet for too long, just keep an eye out in case it's your turn to sing. Might have you singing a little bit, okay? Or rattle or whatever you want to do. You'll feel the vibe. Awesome. And I just want to thank Rowan and everybody who's been hosting. I'll have to see who else has been hosting, but I really appreciate it. So let's take some nice breaths into our belly. And just take a moment and check in with your belly. How do you feel about your belly? Do you judge your belly? Are you compassionate with your belly? Truly, are you compassionate with your belly? Are you compassionate with your hips? Are you compassionate with your buttocks? Are you compassionate with your thighs? Are you compassionate with your knees, especially if they're giving you trouble? Your calves, your ankles, your feet, your toes, your broken toe, Judy. Just check in with all these different parts of your body and just be real authentic with yourself. Have you been compassionate with those places? Your arms, your hands, your neck, your back. A lot of people have back stuff. Are you being compassionate with your back? Your head, your hearing, your sight? So take a moment before going into journey and just breathe into your belly. And take a moment to talk to your belly and let your belly know that you're ready to be, your whole body, not just your belly. Belly seems to be coming up. But let your whole body know, especially the places that you haven't been compassionate with. Let those places know that you're ready to connect in a passionate, compassionate way, that you want to be compassionate, that you're doing your best to be compassionate, that you're setting the intention that you will be more compassionate with those places in your body that you've not been compassionate with. It's good to remember to talk to our body. And remember to breathe clarifying breaths as you're talking to your body. And wherever you are right now, before you even open your portal door to journey, feel your guides around you, right there, right around your physical body, right where you're sitting or lying down. And ask your guides to reflect for you what they think of your body, your human form, your human divine experience. And if you'd like, you can ask your guides for support in being more compassionate with your body, being more compassionate with yourself for being human. When you're ready, you can find your portal door. Stepping through your portal door into your sacred space. And take a moment to look around. Connect in with your space. And and feel your physical body in your sacred space. Really connect with your physical body there, bringing all of you to your sacred space where you're going to shamanic journey. See how it feels to do this in a grounded way, to fully embody what you receive from your journey and bring it into this space. And inviting in energies that feel compassionate. Beings of light, deities, teachers, animals, plants, trees, whatever feels compassionate to you, however you would like to be held. Maybe you want to be held in the arms of angels. Just invoke and invite in deep, 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 nourishing, nurturing, compassionate energy to hold you at this time. And allow all those things that you wish were different about you, all the things you haven't been compassionate about, all that shadow stuff, allow that to come up. Just show your guides all your ick, because if you can be real with anybody, it's them. If you just float off into a bliss place, you're not working with compassion. Want to be able to look at those shadow places and still love ourselves. So be proactive and allow those things to come up as you connect with your guides. Allow your guides to reflect for you how to be compassionate with yourself. Allow yourself to be seen by your guides for all your ick, knowing that they love you no matter what. Because they know that we're just learning how to be human, just learning how to live this life. Gentle, 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 compassion, compassion, gentle, gentle, gentle. Medicina, medicina. Medicina, medicina, compassion, compassion. Medicina, medicina, gentle, gentle, medicina. Loving, loving, medicine. Medicina, medicina, precious, precious medicina, precious, precious medicina, grateful, grateful medicina, precious, precious medicina. Thank you, medicina. Thank you, medicina. Nurture me, medicina. Nurture me, medicina. Heal me, medicina. Heal me, medicina. Help me, medicina. Help me, medicina. Courage, courage, medicina. Clarity, medicina. Grace and ease, medicina. Intention, medicina. Heart, heart, medicina. Heart, heart, medicina. Love, love, medicina. Love, love, medicina. Compassion, medicina. Compassion, medicina. Compassion, medicina. Compassion, medicina. Let go, medicina. Let go, medicina. You are safe, medicina. You are held, medicina. Relax, relax, medicina. Relax, relax, medicina. Breathe, breathe, medicina. Breathe, breathe, medicina. Self-love, medicina. Self-love, medicina. Self-care, medicina. Self-care, medicina. Trees, trees, medicina. Trees, trees, medicina. Protectors, medicina. Teachers, medicina. La Madre, medicina. La Madre, medicina. Abuelo, medicina. Abuelo, medicina. Tobacco, medicina. Tobacco, medicina. Mapacho, medicina. Mapacho, medicina. Singaro, medicina. Singaro, medicina.
Medicine, medicine. Thank you, medicine. Cacao, cacao, medicine. Cacao, cacao, medicine. Flowers, medicine. Flowers, medicine. Pachamama, medicine. Pachamama, medicine. Pachamama, medicine. Mother Earth, medicine. Luz Divina, medicine. Divine Light, medicine. Archangels, medicine. Star beings, medicine. Ocean, ocean, medicine. Water, water, medicine. Desert, desert, medicine. Fire, fire, medicine. Wind, wind, medicine. Wind, wind, medicine. Ether, ether, medicine. Rainbow, rainbow, medicine. Breathe, breathe, medicine. Breathe, breathe, medicine. You are held, medicine. You are loved, medicine. Breathe, breathe, medicine. Breath, breath, medicine. You are held, medicine. You are cherished, medicine. You are perfect, medicine. As you are, medicine. You are loved, medicine. Compassion, medicine. River, river, carry me home. Living river, carry me home. River, river, carry me home. to the place that I call home. River, river, carry me home. Living river, carry me home. River, river, carry me home to the place that I call home. River, river, carry me home. Living river, carry me home. River, river, carry me to the place that I come from. River, river, carry me home. Living river, carry me home. River, river, carry me home to the place that I come from. Just take a nice deep breath. Wherever you are in your journey, find your way back towards that portal door, but don't come back through it yet. And within your sacred space, I'd like you to make your way to a beautiful river. I'd like for your guides to hand you your newborn self. I'd like you to bathe your little newborn self in that river, welcoming your little self to this world once again, for the first time, once again. Seeing how tiny and precious and fragile you are. And taking a moment to have compassion for yourself, your little self. And just allowing that river to bless and make sacred yourself. You are honored, cherished, appreciated. And sealed with this holy, sacred water of this living river. When you're ready, I'm going to give you the option. You can bring your little one into your heart Integrate him or her with grace and ease into a sacred space in your heart. Or maybe you just want to hang out with them for a little while with your little self. So you can just put them in one of those little slings that goes around the back and the front. I actually like that idea a lot. Let's just put ourselves in a little sling right there on our chest so that your arms and hands are free, but you are constantly connected with your little self, bonding and affiliating in a very healthy, loving way. I love to see each of you with your little self in your sling, all the mommies and daddies. That's awesome. And when you're ready, telling the river thank you, telling your guides thank you, you can make your way back through your portal door. Of course, your guides are welcome to come back through the portal door with you before you close the portal door behind you. And I encourage you to drink some water. And remember that your little one is right there on your chest, breathing with you. Bonding and affiliating is very important. It's primal. So we're going to bond and affiliate with ourselves. And that feels good. So I want to thank you all for being here. Thank you for taking time to do some work with our precious selves, to be compassionate. I'll share the information that I shared. I'll type that up for the email and make sure it's on the Facebook group. I'd love to hear any practices that you have used in the past or that you're currently using. If you have other practices, obviously I'm sure a lot of you do, that I didn't mention, please feel free to share compassion practices in the Facebook group if you feel that other people might want to try it. And then maybe they can try that too. And of course, you're always welcome to share about your journey. If at any point you'd like to do that in the group, it's really great for others to hear the experience of other students and get a sense of how it's working for other people and see how perfect and divine and different it is for everybody. So I'm running out of light because you can see my camera's all fuzzy. It's getting dark early. Winter is coming. I never even watched that show. I just know the phrase winter is coming. So the fall is coming. I'm very excited. So Rowan, if you'll just unmute everybody and we'll just say goodnight. And we'll hopefully have the recording up in a few days if anybody can.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bloom.
Thank you.